Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Nun Beit, and we are holding on daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beit at the bottom, three lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, we were talking yesterday about the effect of tears on the eyes, and we were talking about how much kuchla you should use, and the way that there's a difference in eye medication before the age of 40 and after the age of 40. One of the things that was clear over there is that somehow there's an impact of tearing on the eyes. Rabbi Chanina shchiva leibarte. Rabbi Chanina lost a daughter, and he refused to cry over her death. Lo havika bochi ala. His wife was very furious at him. You took a chicken out of the house? The way you're completely without any emotions about this? Oh my Lord, Tarati, I need two things in my life. It's not enough that I lose a child, but I should also go blind. Tichla, shchol, the ivra. So he held like a shita that says that there's shesh dema'otin, there's six types of tears that have different impacts on the eyes. Shalosh yafot, three are good for the eye, the shalosh ra'ot, and three damage the eye. So tearing that's caused by pollution, shel asham, and that's caused by misery, shel bechi, v'shel beit hakisei, for pain in using the bathroom, are damaging to the eyes, ra'ot. Shel sam, what's brought by medication, shel schok, laughter tears, v'shel perot, or anything that comes from the sharp smell of a type of growing thing, are yafot, those are good to the eyes. Rashi brings mustard. Continuing, we keep going back to the Pasuk in Kohelet. We're analyzing that whole chapter, that last chapter in Kohelet that discusses old age, death, burial, and so on. So I think there might be a relationship between Sho'el and Sha'ol. So we continue on. We're even going to get to the story of Sha'ol at the end of the story. So continuing on with that Pasuk, Biyom Shiazu'u Shomrei HaBayit V'taftu Anshei HaChayel V'atlu HaTochanot Kimi'etu V'chashku HaRo'ot V'arubot. So this will be on the day that the watchers over the house begin to collapse and sweat. And when the strong ones become all bent out of shape, the grinders stop, and the windows up in the second story go dark. What is that all referring to? Shubiyom sheyazu shomrei habayit refers to the muscles of the abdomen. So you get flabby, ruptured, forget it. And that's the ksalim and the tzlaot, because those are the shomrei habayit, they take care of the house. The house being the body that houses your soul. Yitavtu anshei hachayel, the strong ones become all bent out of shape. That refers to the shokayim, it refers to the thighs. This is support you when you walk. But lua tochanot, the grinders break down. That refers to your teeth. Chashvu haro'ot barubot, the windows up on the second stories. That's the eyes. They turn dark. So Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he used to be one of the great debaters, he used to have these debating societies and Bei Avidan, and he used to come. So how come you haven't shown up? Oh, Malay, oh, he says to him, you know, the mountain has got all covered with snow, meaning my hair is all turned white, my head is covered with white. Sakhruni all around the bottom of the mountain, it's ice, man. Gleeden, my beard, my mustache. I mean, you can't imagine what I look like. It's basically like the Alps here. Kalbui lo nafkin, my dogs have stopped barking. You can barely hear my old voice when I sit there as a debating society. Tachanui lo tochlin, the grinders aren't grinding anymore. I go, but I barely have any teeth. You want me to show up in Bei Avidan? Bei Rav Amrei, with the guys in the yeshiva say, you know what these old guys look like? Adalo avidna bachishna. I'm always looking for something I never lost. I got my head bent down to the ground, and it looks like I'm looking for my glasses or something. Tani Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma Amr. You know, let me tell you something. Two is better than three. I used to walk on two legs. Now with my cane, I need three legs. And vaila lachada da'az lavalaatya. And speaking of two and three, there's one that goes and never returns. What a terrible shame. Mayi, what is that? One Amr Chista youth. Oh, how lovely it was. Yankuta. Kyoto Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Israel, he says, you know, Yankuta, youth is a crown of roses. Kalila de Varda. Old age is a crown of thorns. Kalila de Chilfa. So there may be every time has its own crown, but, you know, roses are somehow little bit more attractive. And then they smell a lot better. The Rebbe Meir, dok bekaki, grind well with those teeth while you still get them, and tishkach benigri. If you eat well, then you will find that you're going to have energy to walk well. Watch your diet. Shinema v'nizba lechem v'niyet tovim v'ra'a lo ra'inu. So it's all the impact of how it is that you eat when you're younger. Omele Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel was talking to Rav Yehuda when Rav Yehuda was younger. He told him, Shinana, listen here, Sharpie. He used to call him Sharpie, he's a very smart guy. Listen here, Sharpie. Shari shakecha v'ayelach mecha. What you got to do over here, open up that mouth and let that food go in until you're 40 years old. You know, after 40, you're going to start getting a waist and look like a fool and be unhealthy. Up until 40 years, Adar Bayin Shnin Michla Mali. And food is useful. From then on, you better cut down on the food and go up on the drink. So Mikan Ve'erach Mishte Mali. Normally, Ahu Gozov, it was this eunuch that spoke to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach was a baldy. Korach was baldy. But he actually was bald. And this guy was castrated. So he was making fun of him. He was a tzeduki, as we're going to see. This Gozov, this eunuch, was castrated. But he was a tzeduki. So he's making fun of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. Oh, so he meets Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. Tell me, how far is it from here to Baldyville? How long does it take to get there? Kamahavi. He said, oh, about the same as from here to Eunuchtown, the Gozania. That's absolutely great. It just keeps on going. Omalai Tzeduke. You know what they say? A bald barcha karcha, a bald goat, you can get for 4 cents, bearbar, 4 dinri. So because the goat is basically bald, it doesn't have any wool. So it's not worth very much. Yeah, you buy a sheep, sheep's full of wool, it's geschmack. But a baldy of a goat is useless. So people will barely pay any money for it. Oh, Malay, well, speaking of sheep, as you know, ikra shilfa betmanya. A ballless sheep is worth 8. Meaning, it's all very nice to have the wool, but not if it can't reproduce. And Chazid al Sayyimasani, then the Tzeduki sees that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach is not wearing shoes. He's very poor. Amalei, you know what they say. If you ride a horse, you're a king. If you ride a donkey, at least you're a free man. If you got shoes on your feet, at least you're human. But if you don't have any of the above, you say if you're buried underground, you're better off. Oh, Marley, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach says, listen here, eunuch, you guza, you think you got three big shtachs, you know? Tzlat amartli. Now you listen to three things, okay? You know what hadrat panim is? Hadrat panim is a nice beard, you know? You, eunuch, don't have any hair, you sound like a woman. Hadrat panim zakan, you don't have that. Simchat lev is to have a woman. You can't have a woman. Nachalat Hashem banim. Baruch ha-makom shemenacham ikulam. Blessed is the Lord who took away all of them from you. Omar Leh says, well, a karcha mitzuyana, a fighting baldy. Omar Leh, yeah, an ikra shlifa tochacha. A guy who's got them all torn out is coming around and making arguments. That's the end of that part. He says this in a very nice way, but it's obviously. God. Unbelievable. So Rebbe didn't want to say, you should have come to visit me. So he says, I wonder why I didn't visit you on Yom Tov, the way I used to visit, you know, my fathers used to visit your fathers, meaning just the opposite, of course. How come you didn't come to visit me on Yom Tov? Oh, Marley, you know, it used to be those little rocks in the road, they started looking like mountains to me now. Slayim nasu gvoim. So the little gravel now looks awfully high. Things that used to look very close, now they look very far away. Krovim nasu rechokim. Oh, those good old 2 legs I used to walk on, they turned into 3. Now I've got a cane all the time. and made him shalom babayit, you know, the good old parts of me that used to make the house a pleasant place, they don't work anymore. Batel. Sometimes I can't have relations with my wife anymore. Can't get it up. So grud latayim b'shuk, continues the pasuk. So what is this? The doors to the shuk have closed. What is that? That is, I can't urinate anymore. He's too old now. Now he's got prostate problems. Oh God, this is the continuation again of this breakdown of the body in old age. Bishval kol hatachana, as the sound of the grinding mill has gone silent. Bishvil kurkavan sheino tochin, the stomach doesn't work anymore, so there's no moving of the food. V'yakum l'kol ha-tzipor, and gets up, afilu tzipor min harto min shnato, sleeping so poorly that even a bird chirping outside wakes him up. V'yishochu kol benot hashir, even afilu kol shorim v'sharot domot olof kishucha, he no longer can even hear well enough to pick up the music, so frequencies all sort of sound the same thing. He can hear the most beautiful music and it's all... V'yav barzilai ha-geladi amar le-David, barzilai ha-geladi says to David, when David offers him to be move in with him and he'll take good care of him and so on. So he says, you know, I'm ben shmonim shana, I'm 80 years old. Do you think I know anymore? What does that mean? And he's becoming senile. You see, people start losing their minds. You think I taste what I eat anymore? When I drink, from here you see that they just start basically breaking open, their lips no longer can even savor the food. You think I hear singing anymore? From here you see that in old age you lose your hearing. That guy's a liar. He just didn't want to go. I know for a fact that the woman who is in charge of all the tasting in the kitchen of Rebbe is 92 years old. And she was the one who was Taima Kidra, and she was the final word on how the food tastes. This guy's a youngster. He's only 80 years old, and he's complaining he can't taste anymore. Rava says, no. No comparison. Barzilai ha-geladi v'shatuv b'zima. V'chol ha-shatuv b'zima, zikna kofetzatav. The problem with barzilai ha-geladi, too much sex. And that destroys your ability to taste. And so on. He became old very quickly. Tani Rebbe Shlom, Rebbe Yossi Omer, Talmidei Chachamim kol zman shemaskinim chokhman nitosefet behem. The older Talmidei Chachamim get, the deeper becomes their wisdom. Shemra, v'yeshishim chokhma, v'orech yamim tvuna. But ane ha'aretz kol zman shemaskinim tipshut nitosefet behem. They become stupider and weirder the older they get. Shemra, mesir safal ne'emanim. Those who could be counted on to have a good joke and something nice to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away their words. V'tam zekenim yikach. Continues the pasuk. Gam migavoha yira'u. Everything they will be frightened of because it looks so high. Afilu gavshushit ktana. An old man comes to a little bump in the road. Vezmir. Dome alav karei harim. Looks like Mount Everest. I'm not going to get over that. V'chat chatim baderech. Meaning, b'shash malach baderech nasir lo tohim. He's walking along the road and basically everybody's frightened. Oh my God, is he going to make it? And he's walking along with his walker. And what's going to happen when the kids get out of school and bowl them over, as I see every day? You know, the old woman on my seat, on my street walking, it's frightening. So the shaked is like the shkedia. The shkedia is very, you can see every branch and every piece that sticks out. This is what happens to this guy after he gets so old, you know, his legs become so bony, and he looks like a shaked tree, you know, he used to look like a real guy. Now everything sticks out. And now his rear end becomes a real heavy burden, you know. His buttocks, he's got to now drag him around. And there goes his libido, zuchemda. Rav Kahana, Vikposik Shidrak Amida Rav, Rav Kahana was saying over these psukim in front of Rav. When he came to this posik, Rav starts moaning and groaning. Oh, you boy. Nogit ve'etna. Omar. Shema Amina, looks like Rav also has got a problem with his libido. Botele chamde de Rav. What else is he moaning about? Omar Rav Kahana. Ma'i dechtiv ki hu amar vayehi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer a gezerah And the most insane thing happens. This is referring to libido. People actually chase after women. Insane. But why does he make this? There's got to be some trick to get people to reproduce. I mean, if they don't want it, there wouldn't be any kids. I mean, seriously, if not for libido, you'd look at a woman and you'd say, what is this? I mean, but what is this? It's a barrel full of excrement. The opening is covered with her bleeding all the time, and everybody's chasing her. This is crazy. But God says, what can you do? Evolution does its tricks. And then continues the pasuk, the person is going to his own world. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, you see from here, that kol tzadik v'tzadik doninu mador lefi chvodo. Each individual tzaddik has his own world that is suited to him. Moshe l'melech, shenichnas huva avadav l'gir. Let's say you have a king, and all of his servants come into the city together with him. They all come one way, right? They have to go through the door of the city. So they're all, kulam nechasim b'shar echad. That's all very nice, but kishem lanim, when it comes time to go to sleep, then, you know, some people are in the highest class hotels, and some people are in the youth hostels. Everyone goes, nodim lo mador lefi chvodo. So too, everybody goes through life, goes through death the same way. But there's different places where, you know, some people are in the Marriott, and some people are in the, you know, what's the one that they're building down the street?
Waldorf Astoria.
Waldorf Astoria, you know, and other people. Other people are in not such high-class hotels, even if they're tzaddikim. Gomer Rabbi Yitzchak, my diktiv, ki hayaldut v'ashacharut hevel. What did Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says in Kohelet that youth and shacharut, this is yaldut which causes shacharut. We spoke about Barzilai HaGiladi, too much sex makes you old. That's the pshat, varim shadam oseh biyalduto, when a person's got his libido up, then that's Bashkira Bonav Lake Zignato makes him older before his time. Since the Posek says in Yov that the person will feel the pain of his flesh, even in death, apparently there's still some connection of the nefesh to the basar. Amar Rav Chisda, nafshol shel adam, after death, the soul mourns over himself. Mitapelat alav kol shiva, sheemar v'nafsho alav teavel. The nefesh mourns its own body. Uchti v'yas laviv, teavel is obviously shivat yamim. This is v'yas laviv, v'yavel shivat yamim. Omer of Yudah, because of this, a mate she'in lo menachem, if somebody dies, he doesn't leave any relatives that people are going to come in. There's not going to be a minyan in the house. And in a sense, the nefesh is all alone in the house, mourning over its own loss of the world. So, they should make a minyan there for the Shiva. And there was a guy once who was Shochi Bishvavute, the Rav Yudah. Someone once died in Rav Yudah's neighborhood. And he didn't have any family, so nobody was coming to be Menachem over. So, Kol Yuma Havidava Rav Yudah Be'asar Ve'atvi Beduchte. Rav Yudah used to bring every single day of the Shiva 10 people to sit there, to daven there. And the Akra Shiva Siyomim, after the Shiva, he had a dream in which his chazal b'chumah the Rav Yudah, this nifter, come to Rav Yudah in his dream, and he said to him, "Tanuach da'atcha shi'nach da'ati." I really thank you for what it is that you did for me. From Rabbi Abu, kol shomim b'fnei hamet yodea ad shisatem agulel. The words that are said in front of the mate until the actual stone is put over him, he hears. This actually means, I mean, usually we put on something right away, but Yisatema Golel is being focused on specifically what Golel means, which we've spoken about before, halachically speaking. The parshas over here is that the grave is covered. Pliki Baruchiv Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, not everybody agrees to this. One Man Yomer says, Achi Satema Golel. And one Man Yomer says, Achi Takela Basar, until the body decays. Man Yomer, Achi Takela Basar, Dechiv Ach Bisaro, Alav Yichav, Venafshav, Alav Teavel. So as long as there is some of his body left, and his nefesh remains attached to his loss. Mandam Achisatema Golel is because in Kohelet it goes on to say, V'yashova afar ela aretz kishaya, the body goes back to where it came from. Tan Rabbanan, V'aruach tashuv ela Elohim, asher nitana. And the spirit returns to God who gave it. Well, wouldn't he who gave it? Obviously, asher nitana. What do I have to say that? It means give it back the way you got it, buddy. Tanala kamoshini tanalacha. Was given to you all clean, washed, ready for use. Hafata betara, give it back in the same beautiful state. Marshal Melech Basar Adam. Imagine a king who gives out royal garments to his avodim. He gives out pigdei malchut lavadav. So the smart ones took very good care of it. Diplom, they kept it folded, put it into a beautiful box, made sure it never got dirty. But the idiots, Tipshim Shavahem, figured, well, you know, king wants to let us use his clothes. We can go out and work with them. And they go out, they'll send them a lacha. So, comes a few years later, the king wants his clothes back. Okay. So his bevakish came up. Here they're all beautiful. The fools give back the beautiful clothes looking like garbage. Obviously, they're very happy to meet the ones who had the covet to treat his clothing properly, but he's very angry at the fools. I have a beautiful place to store my clothing. So put them all into that beautiful place. And there's the neshamot that were given to these people should be put into a mador of kovet. And let these individuals who use them, let them all have their mador lefichvodam. But al tipshim, he says, well, here, let's put it to the dry cleaners and put it into hell. And put these guys into prison. Afakadosh Baruch Hu, agufan shel tzadikim, omer yavo shalom yanucho mishkevotam. So they should have a quiet in the grave. And he was says, let's put together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu tachat kitzei hakavod. Agufam shel rishaim omer ein shalom amar Hashem l'shaim. They'll never have peace, even in the grave. Even worse than hell is a Tanya shel Reb Eliezer and Nishmatan shel Tzadikim Genuzot tachat kisei hakavod. And it goes on to say at Hashem Elokecha. Veshel rishaim zomemot v'olchot. They're taken into zomem. What is it? Like handcuffs. Into what do you call that?
Collar,
thank you. And Malach Echad made besof olam, and Malach Echad made besof olam. And we have two Malachim on either side of the universe shooting these neshamot back to each other. We'll be playing kafakela with them. You know, it's a badminton with these souls, exactly. Mekalim nishvatan zelazeh, shemer vet nefesh roivecha yikal ena betol kafakela. Omri Rabbi Reb Nachman, but what about regular people? You know, people like me? Because he was the one who said about himself, Rava said, I'm a Beinoni. What's going to happen to the poor Beinoni? You know, you're talking about tzaddikim. I don't want to dream about that. Talk about Rishoyim. I'm not a Rosh HaGomer, but what happens to the middle people? It's a good thing you asked me now, because if I'd be dead already, I couldn't answer you. I wouldn't be able to tell you if you would have waited. But actually, the neshamot are given over to Duma, both of Rishayim and Tzadikim, and Beinonim. They don't go directly tachat kisei hakavod. The thing is, halalo yesh lemanoach, shall Beinonim find peace, and halalo in lemanoach. Omer of Mori atidim Tzadikim dave afra. Mori says, look, it's clear that even Tzadikim are going to turn to dust, because the pasuk teaches to say, v'yoshova afar el aretz kishaya, the dust will return to the earth as it was. Now, Rav Nachman had hired people to dig in his yard. So Hanukkah Floyd Avikafta Bahar Rav Nachman, this is their property. They're digging. All of a sudden, they hit a body that's buried there. And Nocharbu, and the guy who's buried there was Rav Achar Bar Yoshia, growls at them, get out of here. So they come, they run to tell Rav Nachman, oh my God, Nocharbu and Garfa, there's somebody there, and he's growling at us. So Rav Nachman comes running to see what's going on, and he sees, who are you, sir? Mani Omar. Says, I am Achoy Bar Yoshia. Wow, he said, but how come you are talking to me? Malav Omar of Moria Tidit Sadiki Dave Afra? Didn't Rav Mori say that even Sadiqim are meant to turn into dust? I'm like, who the hell is Mari? Never heard of him. Loyadan, meaning, obviously, didn't hear of him. He had died long before he was born. But he means, what do I pay attention to this idiot? What does he know? Omar Leh says, Rav Nachman, what do you mean? But he quoted the Pasuk, a Korktiv. V'yashuv ha'afar el ha'aretz kishaya. The dust goes back to the earth. It says so in Koheles. So Rav Acha says to him, well, I see whoever taught you Koheles never got around to teaching you Mishle, because you should have known much. Da'akariyacha Kohelet, lo'akariyacha Mishle. You didn't read Urikav Atzamot Kina, that which rots the bones is only jealousy. A human being who had in his lifetime jealousy of others, he rots. That's what that mark of him. But an individual like me, I was never jealous of anybody. Now, Renacho was convinced that he was the victim of hallucination, that this was some type of projection. So he goes to touch him to see if he's real. Gashashes, he wants to see if he could feel him. Hey, Jesus really there? Chazidid may Mishasha, there's actually somebody there. So he says, wow, I mean, if you're really here, maybe you should come over to my house and have a cup of coffee. I mean, it's very uncomfortable talking with you in the grave. So, Leikum Mar Lagabe Debeitin, why don't we have a cup of coffee? Omar Leh, oy vavoy. Now I know you're a total Amoritz. I used to think you knew Kohelet and didn't know Mishle. Now I see you haven't even learned Nevi'im. Dechtivi Adatem ki ani Hashem bipitchi et kivrotechem. Says, Beferish Yecheskel says, you will know that I am the Lord by the time of Tkiyat HaMetim, when I open up your graves. You, Mr. Nachman, are not the Lord, and therefore you cannot open my grave. I'm here. Omar Leh, Sir Nachman asked him, but what about the Pasuk in Bereishis, where Adam and Rishon was told, Ki afarat avial afarat tashuv? So obviously, there's got to be some point at which you turn into dust, and you're still talking to me. Omar Leh, that refers to one instant, that before the renewal of the world, even tzaddikim will turn into dust. But don't expect me to turn into dust now while I'm talking to you. What's wrong with you? So this is actually, it's obvious, the question. I mean, if you could say this, so then he could have said that originally when he asked about Rav Mori. He said, how come it says, Rav Mori says that everybody's going to turn into dust. How come you don't turn into dust? He could have said that right away instead of getting into this whole argument, right? But it's obvious, I mean, because the fact that he couldn't say that is obvious from the fact that Rav Mori needed a pasuk in Kohelet. What does he bring a riot from Kohelet? Yashuv ala afar kishai. I mean, it's a pasuk in Bereishis. Afaratav ala afar tashuv. How come Rav Mori didn't bring the pasuk in Bereishis? So obviously, there's two different issues that are involved over here. One is a description in Kohelet of old age, death, burial. So it's a reference to the process of burial and immediate decay into offer. That, he said, Rav Mori is saying, that means even tzaddikim are going to turn into offer, not ultimately, but as part of this process. That Rav Acha said to him, that's not true, unless there's kina. As far as the overall gezerah, that a human has to be restored to the etzem from where he came, that is true, but that wasn't part of what Mari was trying to say. Now, he said that's referring to Shachas Kanchas HaMesim. So Rav Nachman always understood that obviously there was a difference between what Mari was saying and between the Pasuk and Bereishis. But after he explained to him that Berukavat Zvot Kina, he already asks him from, so then what is the meaning really of the Gezerah on the human condition, which is meant to be offered? And he says it's a different issue. Omanei Ahut Tzaduki L'Rabbi Abo. You know, you guys say, Amrito Nishmatam Shal Tzadikim, Grizot Tachat Kisi HaKavod, you say this whole thing. So how do you explain the fact that the Ov, Uba Tanya, was able to bring up Shmuel for Shaul ben Egida? Omar Leh, there it was Shmuel had died within the year. It was B'tok Shnei Masar Chodesh. And it says in the Braita, Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh Gufo Kayam, V'Nishmato Olev Yoredet. So even the tzaddik, the neshama, is still connected to the world for 12 months. But le'achar yud beit chodesh, haguf batel, v'nishmato ola, v'shuv, ina yor edet. Reb Chanina shkiva le'barta lo avi kabochi ala, amrala devita, what's wrong with you, Tana? Gul tam fik to me beitcha. Amrala, what do you want from me? Tarti, I should suffer both tichla v'ivra. So v'alak, kiodom Reb Yochan, mishun v'yosef in k'tzarta, Shish the Mautin. Shalosh Yafot Vishalosh Raot. Shalashan Vishal Kati Vishal Betakise Raot. Shal Sam Vishal Schok Vishal Perot Yafot. Beyom Shiazu Shomre Abayit Vitaftun Shiachayel. What is that a reference to? Shiazu Shomre Abayit Eloak Samim Vatslaot, which is Shomre the Goof. Yitaftun Shiachayel, those are the Shokayim that support the Goof. batlu atochanot is a reference to the shinayim. V'chashku haro'ot barubot elu einayim. Om lekeisel Rabbi Yosher ben Chananya. My time aloat yelo be'yavidan. We miss you there. Om alei, oh, the mountains has become very snowy. Turt lak, sachruni galidin, kalbu elu nafkin, taknu elu tochanin. Be'rav amre, and a guy looks like he's always looking for something he didn't lose. Adol avidna bachishta. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kismaimer, oh, the good old days when I only had two legs. It was better two than three. And one is even better than all of them. Vaila lechada, the ozla velo atya. What is the one? Amr of Kis, the Yankuta. Kiyot Rav Dini Amr, Yankuta is a klila de Varda. Sabuta is a klila de Chilfa. Tanya Mishmei the Rabbi Meir, dok bekaki vetishkach menigri. It's nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. Shema v'nizba lechem v'niyet tovim v'ra'alo ra'inu. Omer l'shmul Rav Yudah, listen, Shinana, Shari Shakech of Ayalak Mecha, until you're past 40, Arar Bain Shnim Nichlamale, Mikanvel Mishtimale. Omele U Gozol, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, tell me, how far is it from Ochala Karchinia, Kamavi? Omele, about the same distance as me, Ochala Guzania, you idiot. Omele Tzeduki, Barcha Karcha, they say is Barba. Omele, yeah, well, they say an Ikra Shlifas Betvanya. You know what the saying goes. The Alsus Melech, the Alchamor Ben Chorin, the Minali Biragloi is at least human, but the Loh Havad Loha, the Chofir Vekovir Tavbine. You little Guza Guza, Tlat Amartli, Tlat Shamat, listen here. Hadrat Panim Zakan, Simchat Leif Isha, Nachalat Hashem Banim, thank God who prevented you from any of the above. Shimanacha Mikulam. Omale, oh my, 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 karcha mitsuyana. Omale, oh my, 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 ikra shlifa tochaka. Omale, Rebbe the Ripshiru Bechalafta. Mipnei ma loik balnu panecha beregel kederach shik bilo avotai lavotecha. Omalo, slaim nasu gvohim, krovim nasu rechokim, mishtaim nasu shalosh, meisim shalom babayit batel. וסוגרו דלתיים בשוק אלו דקבב של אדם בשביל כל התחנה בשביל הקורקבן שאינו תוכן ויקום לכל הציפור אפילו ציפור מנערתו משנתו וישוחו כל בנות השיר אפילו כל שרים ושרות דומות עליו כשוחה ואף ברזילי הגלעדי אמר לדוד What's the point? Ben 80 shana anochi ayom hayda ben tov l'ram efsina el orel mikan shedatam shesakenim shtanot im yitam avdechat asher ochal v'tasher shte mikan shesiftoteihem shesakenim ratfot im eshmaot bekol shirim v'sharot mikan shozneihem shesakenim mitchadot Omar Rav, nonsense. Barzilai Geladi Shakra Avi. He amted Avi Beirav was a lot older. Beirevi was a lot older than him. She was Bat Tishim Vitartim Shnim, and she was the one in charge of Time Akidra. Rav Ametzkes Barzilai Geladi Shatuv Bizima Avi. Kola Shatuv Bizima Ziknako Fetzitolab. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Talmidei Chachamim Kol Zman Shemaskinim Chochma Nitosefet Bahem Shenemar B'Yeshishim Chochma V'Yorech Yamim Tevuna Barame Aretz Kol Zman Shemaskinim Tipshut Nitosefet Bahem Shenemar Misir Safa L'Ne'emanim V'Ta'am Zekenim Yikach Continues the Pasuk in Kohelet, Gam Migavoa Yerau. It means Afil Gavshushit Ktana is terrifying. Don't I love Kare Arim? Oh my God, how am I going to get over Everest? Vechat chatim bederach. Here he goes walking along, and everybody is sitting there shaking. Oh my God, is he going to make it across the street? Nasulotohim. Vayina eitz hashaked is the kaliboset. Vayistabel akagav agavot. Vetafer haviona zochemda. Rivkana haviposik shidra kameda rav. When he got to the posik of vetafer haviona, Rav starts moaning. Nogid veyitne. Come on, poor Rav. Shema mina bota lecham de rav. Omer of Kana Maidik Tiv Kiwa Marva Yehi. You need a miracle to be able to relate to a woman. Because Zu Isha, Hutzi Vava Yamor Elo Banim, Tana Isha Zechemat Bleyat Soa, upia moledam, and everybody's chasing after her. Akoratim acharya ki olecha adam el beit olamo amre b'yitzchak olam shikot tzadik v'tzadik notim lo olamo min mador lefik vado. Moshe l'melech shenichnas hu v'avadav le'ir k'shem nichnasim kolam b'shar achad nichnasim. But when it comes time to go to sleep, k'shem lanim kol achad v'yachad notim lo mador lefik vado. V'amre Rabbi Yitzchak ma'idich tifkei hayaldut v'ashacharut hevel. It means dvarim shadam osebi yaldutot mashkirim panav la'itziknuto. V'amre Rabbi Yitzchak kosharim alamed kemachat b'visarachai shema ak b'saro alav yichav. V'amre v'chitza nafshol shel adam mitabelet alav kol shiva shema ak b'saro alav yichav nafsho alav teyavel. V'uktiv evel shivat yamim yasav yivel v'shivat yamim. V'amre Rabbi Yitzchak meit she'en lo menachamim
And as long as there's still basar nafsho alav teyavel, man di amar shizatem agolel dechtiv v'yashova afar al haaretz kishaya. Tana rabbanan v'aruach tashuv Elohim asher netana. Avisi asher netana. It means give it back asher netana. Tenalo kemoshini tenalecha b'tahara avata b'tahara. Moshe l'melech b'otzev adam shechalak pigdei malchut l'avadav. Pikchin shebehem kiblu minichum b'kufsa. Tipshim shebehem olchu v'yasu behem malacha. Made it filthy. L'yomim bikesh ha-melech et kilav. Pikchin shebehem yechzirun lo k'shem mugoatzim. Tipshim shebehem yechzirun lo k'shem luchlachim. Somach ha-melech likrat pikchim v'ka'as likrat tipshim. Al pikchim omer yinatnu kelai lo'otzar ve'him yalchu lebatayim l'shalom. Al tipshim omer kelai yinatnu lekoves ve'him yirkapshu bebeit ha-asurim. Af ha-kadosh baruch hu ha-gufam shatzeti kimu omer. Yavo shalom yanuchu ha-mishkevotam ועל נשמתם הוא אומר והייתה נפש אדוני צורה בצורה החיים את השם אלוקיך על גופם של רשעים הוא אומר אין שלום אמר השם לשעים ועל נשמתם הוא אומר ונפש אויביך יקלענה בתוך כף הקלע תני רבי אליעזר מנשמתם של צדיקים גנוזות תחת כיסא הכבוד שמה והייתה נפש אדוני צורה בצורה החיים ושל רשעים זוממות והולכות ומלאך אחד עומד בסוף העולם ומלאך אחר עומד בסוף העולם and they play badminton with his נשמה מקלים נשפטם זה לזה שמה ונפש אויביך יקלענה בתוך כף הקלע אומר לי רוב על רם נחמן but what about בינוני אוי it's a good thing you ask me now איקה שכיבנה לא אמר לך אי מילתה אוקי אומר שמול אלו ואלו לדומה נמסרים הללו יש למנוח הללו אין למנוח אומר רב מורי, עתידים צדיקים דאבי אפרה, תכתיב ישוב האפר על הארץ כשהיה, הנו קפולוי דאבי קפלו ביארד רב נחמן, נוח רבו רב אחוי בר יושע, עוד אבי אומר לו רב נחמן, נוח רבן גברו, עוד אבי אומר לו, מה אני אומר? אומר לו, אנא אחוי בר יושע, and get your diggers out of here. אומר לו, ולאו אומר רב מורי, עתידי צדיק דאבי, מה אני מורי? What מורי? לא ידענו לי. אומר, but קרקתי, וישוב האפר על הארץ כשהיה. אומר, well, I see whoever taught you כאלה, never taught you משלי. תכתיב ורכב עצמות קנאה, כל מי שיש לו קנאה בליבה עצמותיו מרכיבים. כל שאינו קנאה בליבה אין עצמו מרכיבים. גששה, חזדית בי משעשה. אומר, well, if you're really here, why not come in for a cup of coffee? לכו מר לגבי דבית. אומר, oh my God, גלית, אתה איתך אפילו נביא לא קרית. What's happening to the world in my absence? דכתיב ידעתם, כי אני השם בפתחי את קברותיכם. So נחם נעשה, what about the פוסק? כי אופרת אבל אופרת שוב. אומר לי, הרו שעה אחת, קודם תחיית המתי. אומר היו צדוקים לרבי אבו, אמרית, נשבתם של צדיקים גנוזות תחת כיסא הכבוד. How do you explain the fact that רובה תמיה was asked לשמור בנגידה? אומר לי, אתם בתוך 12 חודש, אבי דתניה, כל 12 חודש, גופו קיים, נשבתו עולה ויורדת. לאחר בית חודש, הגוף בטל, נשבתו עולה, ושוב אינה יורדת פעם תחת כיסא הכבוד.